Good morning, everybody. Wow, what an incredible day the Lord has made, right? And we get to rejoice and we get to be glad in it. Today is June 27th. I'm so excited. You know, God's always working in our lives, and I've had a really challenging few weeks, and just that he's showing his faithfulness through all of it is pretty amazing. I had our washing machine break yesterday, for those of you that weren't on the call and didn't hear the pre-call information. And as I was taking out the soupy, icky sheets and clothes, and of course it was really big, heavy things, you know, it wouldn't have been one of those nice little light loads. I was taking them out, and then I had to wash them by hand and then rinse them and do the fabric softener and rinse again, you know, all that kind of stuff and get everything done. And then I had to figure out, how am I going to get these semi-dry so I can even put them into the dryer, because I don't have anything to even hang them over in the backyard to dry. And I just thought, oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you so much for a washing machine. Thank you for loving me so much to have me be born in this time. And as I walked outside into the hot, humid South Texas weather yesterday, I thanked him again. I thought, God just knows, doesn't he, that man, he knew I needed to be born in this time of air conditioning and these modern conveniences. And I thought, how many of those little things do we take for granted on a daily basis, and how easily it is for us to just move into that space of being complaining or allowing other people's garbage to get all over us, right? And so that was the topic of my Bible study today. It's going to be garbage in, garbage out, refuse to be the garbage dump. Because I also realized in my own life that, man, a lot of people try to dump garbage on me. And it's up to me whether I'm going to, you know, accept it, let it get on me. What am I going to do with it? And you might find yourself in the same situation. Now, sometimes we do just super encouraging messages. Sometimes we do really deep messages. I know we've got a lot of really new people that are on our call today, and I want to welcome you to join us, or welcome you for joining us today. But know that we'll always be here every Monday. If by chance we're not, we always post it inside of my Facebook group called The Christian Direct Seller, and we also put it on my timeline, Becky Speeth, you know. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's jump in and get started. Father God, thank you so much for another incredible day that we can just rejoice and be glad in you, and thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all the good things that you do for us. Sometimes we even look at, like, you know, this last week, Lord, that, you know, I had to go to the dentist, and then it turned into getting a crown, and then I had the washing machine break, and I had family issues, and then, you know, I had something happen in business, and Lord, sometimes I just feel like, how can I keep up? And then the washing machine breaks, and we have, you know, issues with the dog, and we could look at all of those things as negative things. But Lord, I thank you that you keep our focus right, that when we keep our eyes on you, there's so many things to praise you for in the midst of all of that. I'm just so thankful, Lord, that you have Dr. Mays, even in my life. I mean, what would it be like without being able to go to the dentist or have dental equipment or, you know, Novocaine, for that means? Lord, we can look at just everything and find your goodness and your love and your mercy and your grace in it. Help us to be those vehicles of grace, mercy, and positivity to the world around us. Help us never to be the garbage truck or to be the garbage dump, Lord. And we just thank you that we can take all our cares and leave them for you. Father, I pray that you would just speak through my mouth of clay, that our hearts wouldn't be the same when we're finished, that you would speak to our hearts and our minds, and you would give us new action steps to further your kingdom, Lord, and that we would be faithful with those. Thanks for this time that we have together. We love and we thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm always amazed, and this is another thing. How do the Bible studies come about? Sometimes they're, you know, I research for months and prepare, but I have to tell you, this one truly was, what's going on in my world around me, Lord? What do you want me to share? And as I even was driving out of the subdivision yesterday, I noticed people are putting garbage at the road, like, on the wrong day, and it's like that big garbage, like, for us, we have pickup days, certain days of the year, like twice a year, and one will be for all that big junk and garbage that you might have out in your garage or stored behind, you know, your property or something, like old sofas and washing machines, and there's always a ton of toilets, and they just put, like, anything that's big out there. And then we have another day that's all just for, like, lawn stuff and tree trimmings and stuff like that. But this is must be the garbage day because there it was everywhere. And I'm always amazed as we were getting our stuff around, once I figured it out, then I talked to my husband and we had some things delivered and we got some new patio furniture and things like that. And so there's like lots of cardboardy kind of garbage that we have that was too big for the recycling bin. Even though we keep trying to break it down and put it in there, it's just a little too big. And so I was looking around and I just thought, oh my gosh, it's just amazing to me how much garbage can accumulate. It can accumulate in our office, in our house, but it also can accumulate in our life, right? And it seems as though, and this could just be my imagination, but a lot of manufacturers are packing every product with more and more care these days, which, again, is awesome. Because I appreciate, you know, not having to return broken items, and I appreciate their safety. But what happens is it just seems like even with the best intention, sometimes there's a lot of garbage, and it seems like there's more and more garbage that's trying to work its way into my life every single day. And while it's okay to let our garbage fill up with all this excess wrappings and trash and all this extra stuff, right? It's not okay to allow the garbage to be dumped right into our everyday life. So if we're not careful, other people start to dump their personal garbage right into our mind on a daily basis, right? And then what happens from there is when we have garbage in, we know that garbage comes out. So let me ask you this. How many times have you let somebody else's actions change your mood? I'm guilty. This week I did. It usually just takes one or two people in the morning who are in a bad mood to affect our own mood. I know for many of us, we're entrepreneurs, so we don't have a morning commute. But I'm always amazed that when I have to go to speak in early in the morning or do an early morning training across the city, how early I have to get up because there's always an accident. It's not like I can just travel, plan on my regular travel time. I have to plan for somebody else to not be paying attention, to cause somebody else pain, harm, damage through some kind of accident, traffic accident. And then we have to allow for the traffic that ensues from that. And then everybody's angry mood. And usually there's usually a what I call a secondary accident taking place because either people are rubbernecking or they weren't paying attention and then they caused another accident. Or sometimes there's the road rage and then they get after each other. And it's just, they can wreck my mood in just a few minutes. Think about it. Why would we let a rude driver or an unkind waiter or a sarcastic boss or somebody that's insensitive to our needs ruin our day? You know, all of us are human, and the challenges that we face from other people sometimes set us back, and they put us in a place that's pretty difficult sometimes and pretty uncomfortable. But, you know, it's normal. However, I've come to see that the real mark of really successful people and the way that God would want us to live is that they don't let everybody else's problems get dumped on them and ruin their day. So they can have their problems, they can have their issues, but we're just not going to let it affect us in our day. You know, I think the secret lies in quickly getting our focus back onto what's important in our own life, in our relationships, and how God would have us act. Do you remember those bracelets when, I don't know, my kids were younger, so probably almost 15 or 20 years ago, the WWJD bracelets, What Would Jesus Do? I loved that. We all wore them for a very long time because I wanted us always to be thinking, what would Jesus do? You know, my friends know that I collect stories, so a lot of people will send me some stories, and I had one sent to me not too long ago, and I'm going to share it with you if you don't mind. About 5 years ago, I learned this lesson in the back of a taxi cab in Indianapolis, and here's what happened. Okay, this is not me. This is the story, all right? But I loved it so much I wanted to share it with you. Well, I hopped in a taxi, and we took off for the airport, and we were driving in the right lane when suddenly a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us. My taxi driver slammed on his brakes, skidded, and barely missed the other car by just inches. The driver of the other car whipped his head around and started screaming and yelling at us. My taxi driver just smiled, waved at the guy, and I mean, he was really friendly. So I asked, why'd you just do that? And the guy almost ruined your car and almost sent us to the hospital. This is when my taxi driver taught me what I now call the law of the garbage truck. So now you guys will know the law of the garbage truck, right? Little did you know you were going to start your Monday with the law of the garbage truck. He explained, many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, full of disappointment. As their garbage piles up, they need a place to dump it, and sometimes they'll dump it on you. Don't take it personally. Just smile, wave, wish them well, and move on. Don't take their garbage and spread it to the other people at work, at home, or on the streets. The cab driver concluded the story, and he said, you know, the bottom line is that successful people don't let garbage trucks take over their day. Life's too short to wake up in the morning with regrets. So love the people who treat you right and pray for the ones who don't. And I can tell you that this was a practice I adopted early on in my life. I learned it from my mom, and she said, anytime there's a car accident, pray for those people and pray for their situation. Pray for the insurance adjusters. Pray for the medical care staff that's going to care for them. And then when someone would cut somebody off, my dad, he would get angry. Like, if he got cut off, whew, it would be a bad situation. There'd be usually at least dirty looks, right? And I can remember the feeling that gave me as a child inside the car. And I just thought, oh, it was a place of insecurity and frustration and concern. And I just wanted everybody to be happy, right? And get along. That's what we all want as children. But somehow we lose it along the way. We let their garbage on us, and then we try to put our own needs in front of theirs. And my mom always, when my mom was driving, if something happened, instantly she would just start praying for them. Lord, I just pray that they have a much better day. Whatever is hurting them today, causing them to hurt other people or to be frustrated, I just pray a blessing on them. Lord, give them whoever they're going to meet, if they're running late, that you would give them a blessing, a favor to pass on to that person. And so I started doing the same thing. And guess what feelings I had? I feel fulfilled. I feel blessed. I can remember just one time, somebody just literally almost just broadsided and T-boned our car when the kids were with us. And I remember that we were trying to pull into a parking spot and almost got hit this way. And I can remember saying, oh, my goodness, who do you think you are? And my kids will never forget it because they never heard me say that before. They said, Mom, we've never seen you act that way. And I all of a sudden I realized, and, of course, that was nothing wrong to be concerned that they nearly broadsided my car with my kids in it on the side that my kids were sitting on. You know, there was nothing wrong with wanting to protect my children. However, what if that would have escalated and gone so much further? You know, this was a really great story, but better than being a great story, it really is truth. And I can promise you that within the next 24 hours, someone is going to try to make you be their garbage dump. I can guarantee it, especially if you're on Facebook, whew, be ready. Okay, but refuse to do it. It may shock you for just a few seconds to realize that they would be willing to put that kind of poison and trash on your life. But simply just shake it off. Step aside. Remember to keep your focus on your own mental and emotional well-being. Because life's too short to be everybody's garbage dump and allow them to dump their stuff on you, right? We've got to be careful not to simply stand there and to take it. All we need to do is we need to smile and say, you know what, I just remembered, I have somewhere else I need to go. It's the truth, and what it is it's away from them, right? So but you just remembered you can't stay in that space because you've got to go someplace else to get away from them. And it also goes without saying that we should never be the ones that dump our garbage on other people either. If it's necessary to talk with someone about a serious problem or an important concern, then find a professional person that can help, you know, you get through that situation, have that professional demeanor. And if it's something deeper than the issues that you should truly or could truly handle, then they do probably need a professional counselor. It doesn't do anybody any good to keep toxic waste inside of them or have life dumped onto them. I want you to think about what the scripture says, right? As far as our attitude goes, Philippians 2:14-15 tells us that to do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Don't you want to shine as a light in the world? How do we do that? It tells us here, right? Do it without grumbling or questioning. Philippians 4:8-9 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is one of my favorite verses, Colossians 3:23, that says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Because truly, even if we have a boss or we have an upline or we're working for someone else, maybe just a different client, we're not really working for them. The Lord's allowing us to work for him through them, right? He's working in and through us to do super abundantly more than we could ever ask, think, dream, and imagine to build his kingdom. Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart's good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Colossians 3:10 says, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. It's important that we realize that like according to Romans 12:2, that says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. So we have to always be transforming our mind, even if everybody else is, you know, making hand gestures at traffic and screaming and hollering or hollering at the travel agent or the counter agent at the airport because the flight got delayed. Whatever it is, where people are trying to spew their garbage on us. I know, you know, we've been praying for the people in Orlando because there's been so much hatred being spewed. It's not up to us to dump our garbage on them or have their garbage dumped on us. Christ wants us not to be transformed to those patterns. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The best way that I know to do that is to think on the things that we talked about from Philippians 4, 8, and 9. To act like Colossians 3:23, where we're going to do whatever we do is for the Lord. Ephesians 4 tells us, starting in verse 17, so this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. Man, how much garbage do we let in, just even by words? Let me finish that sentence. The futility of their mind being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to the sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity and greediness. But you do not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside that old self, which is being corrupted in accordance to the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is the likeness of God that's been created in righteousness and holiness and truth. Therefore, laying aside all falsehood, speak the truth, each one of you. Do it with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil an opportunity, because he who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing his own hands what is good, that he will do something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give you grace to those who hear. Can you imagine if we did just those simple things? That's what it tells us at the very top. It says the Christian walk. This is how you're supposed to live as a Christian. If we did those things, how different our world would be. There'd be far less garbage in, far less garbage out, and a lot less garbage dumps all around us, let alone on us. So I want to encourage you to look for a new way to view what's taking place in your life and maybe even in your business and develop it into a success story that's going to bless your life and all those people around you. We know how to do it, right? According to the verses I just shared from Philippians and Colossians and Ephesians. I want you to make sure that you keep taking your real trash to the trash can keep the other garbage out of your life. So let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Father God, thank you so much that you love us, that you can bring things to us just from looking at our lives around us, whether it's garbage or air conditioning or the love of a close-knit family and community, other prayer partners that just care about us, whether we have ever met, whether we're in the same city or we're around the world. Lord, that you provide the way for intercession, but you also give us instruction in your word that we should do all things without grumbling and questioning. And Father, if we've done this, we ask forgiveness for any of these things. If we have not thought on things that are lovely and true and of excellence and of all the goodness that you have and are, forgive us. Lord, help us to walk in that God kind of love, the kind that is forgiving, the one that speaks truth to each other, the one that does it in love. And if we do have righteous anger, Lord, that we don't sin and let the sun go down on that anger. We don't want to let the devil have any opportunity in our life. Pluck out any seeds or roots of bitterness, unforgiveness, or a bad attitude. Lord, I pray that you would help us to tell us in your word in Deuteronomy 8:18 that you give us the ability to create wealth. Help us to be fervent in our businesses, Lord, so that we wouldn't be taking, but that we could have more than enough, have an overflow to be able to give and give to others. And Lord, that we would watch every word that comes out of our mouths, that it would only be for edification according to the need of the moment, like you've given us instruction. Lord, help us to forgive those that have dumped their garbage on us. And Lord, if we've dumped our garbage on anyone, Lord, please forgive us. Give us the strength and the courage to go and ask that forgiveness as well. Lord, I praise you and I thank you that you give us the ability to pray and to bring our cares to you, that you give us positivity. Lord, and Lord, Gloria has been having a troubled spirit. Lord, I pray that you would bring her peace. That you would bring her peace. That you'd help her to fall asleep and stay asleep. And Lord, that whatever the issues are, Lord, that you would continue to have Holy Spirit intercede on that behalf. And Lord, that you would move quickly in that situation. And Lord, I pray for divine protection for Desi's daughter. She's leaving for Europe. Lord, I pray that this is a moment where she can spread the gospel and use her gifts to honor and glorify you, Lord. Not just from purposefully witnessing, but from each and every activity that she does. Just the countenance that she brings, the joy on her face, your spirit that exudes from the twinkle in her eye, Lord. I pray that you would help her to be strong and healthy and that every aspect would be taken care of and she would be ultimately protected in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just ask that you would be with Jean, Lord, as she's going through this trying, trying situation. Lord, I pray that you give her the words to speak, that roots of bitterness would not take place or offense in her life, but that you would give her wisdom and direction and protection as well. And Lord, we thank you for Bob, her dad, Lord, that was blessed with the BMW 525. How awesome is that? And the healing more so than even just the gift of the car. Lord, I thank you that you take care of all of our needs. Lord, make this an incredible week that we can honor and serve you and that we can bring positivity every place that we go. We love and we thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, guys, have an incredible week. Know that I'll be praying for you. If you need anything else, you can always post a prayer request in the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page or private message me. I love you, and I'll be back with you again next week. And keep your positivity going. Bye, everybody.